Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Sam James Asian. Now, some of the oil marketing companies have started increasing prices of some petroleum products at the pumps from this morning. Market leader Goil is selling a liter of petrol at 15 cedis 22 pesos. However, the price of diesel has been reduced to 14 cedis 65 pesos per liter. Meanwhile, Star Oil has reduced its petrol price to 13 cedis 99 pesos, while diesel is 13 cedis 97 pesos. According to some of the OMCs, the adjustment was influenced by the rising price of crude oil on the international market and the depreciation of the cedis. Some market analysts earlier predicted that price will be stable. The increase could push transport operators to begin fresh round of negotiations to increase fares. Now, government has been advised to focus on increasing production in the agricultural sector to reduce import of basic food. This, some analysts say, would reduce the pressure on the cedi. Speaking to Joy Business, economist Professor Lord Mensa reiterated the importance of producing basic food in Ghana to grow the economy.
When your currency is depreciating, that's the point where you have to make sure you increase production. And when you increase production, it tends to fall on local produce and, people consume the local product because foreign products are expensive to consume now. But that is not the case with Ghana as we speak because, we're spending, but we're not spending into targeted areas. Let me give you a typical example. When you talk about rice, right, if we were to roll out a policy that is just targeting only rice, do you know, and we freeze importation on rice, do you know how we can save the exchange rate? We're going to save the exchange rate by a huge margin, So effectively, we have to be targeting our production. And we shouldn't look at where the money will be coming from if we're pumping it into areas that is targeted to bring in production that will increase consumption in the country.
That was economist Professor Lord Mensa. Now, the U.S. Congress has put forward proposals that would see the African Growth and Opportunity Act AGO extended to 2041. Senators Chris Coons of Delaware and James Ridge of Idaho last week introduced the Bipartisan AGO Renewal and Improvement Act of 2024, which would see AGO cover 54 African countries. There is more in this report.
The extension is expected to integrate AGOA with the African Continental Free Trade Agreement to support the development of intra-African supply chains. The current AGOA, which is expected to end next year, covers only few countries, including Ghana. Meanwhile, speaking in Nairobi during the fourth edition of the Regional American Chamber of Commerce Kenya Business Summit, U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo said the plan is to extend AGOA to all 54 African countries we're on course.
And that was a business desk report. Now, investors from India are seeking new business partnership to expand their operations into the African continent using Ghana as the gateway. The move is influenced by the country's stable environment for business growth. Leader of the delegation and co-chair of the Joint Trade Committee, who are in the country for trade talks, Amadeep Sain Bhatia, has been explaining to Joy Business on some areas of interest.
Looking at more cooperation in agriculture, more cooperation in capacity building, as well as hoping that this will also give a boost to further trade, because we have a business delegation also which is along with us. We hope that the business delegation will also be able to forge partnerships with the Ghanaian counterparts and take the trade forward. We are also looking at Indian companies who have been executing projects in Ghana for a long time to showcase what else they can do in Ghana, which will also help pave a pathway for their future involvement.
Amadeep Sain Bhatia is the leader of the business delegation from India exploring Ghana's business climate. Now let's do some insurance story. And the Chartered Insurance Institute of Ghana is asking drivers to desist from reckless driving. According to President of the Institute, Solomon Lati, the Institute will deepen its engagement with key stakeholders to embark on a road safety regulation enforcement exercise to remind motorists of the need to observe road traffic regulations, including insuring their vehicles. He spoke to Joy Business at a zebra crossing awareness campaign and health walk event.
Insurance companies are paying about 4 million cedis worth of claims on a daily basis, and people don't know about this. There's also the issue of road traffic, where people die a lot in the zebra crossings. So we want to draw attention to this, that please, if you are driving and you get to the zebra crossing, just stop for people to pass. It helps. So this is just one of the ways by which insurance companies or insurance professionals actually want to come tell people about road traffic observation.
Solomon Lati is the president of the Chartered Insurance Institute of Ghana. Now let's do some other stories. Her dreams were nearly shattered after she became pregnant at an early age, but rose above life challenges. Hers was the sheer grit and determination to prevail in a field dominated by males, spanning over two decades of strife. In today's Business Journal, Emmanuel Bright Kwaku tells the inspiring tale of Ghana's first female professor of economics.
Professor Grace Nkansa Asante has become a household name etched in the history books of Ghana's economics landscape. Woman,
I see a woman. I'm becoming something that I never thought of this coming to me. But wonderful woman.
After living shortly with her father in the then Bronga half of Ghana, Professor Nkansa Asante moved to Kumasi to begin her formative life. She'll be hit with a difficulty that nearly truncated her education.
So I finished form four and I had to write the common entrance again. So later I go to St. Louis Secondary School. So I attended St. Louis Secondary School from form one to form five. Then when I finished, I got pregnant. So I stayed at home, gave birth, and as I was like sitting in front of my house, then one man, he came to visit his family. He said, people are talking about you. I said, why? They said, you are the most brilliant lady here, but because you are giving birth, you are sitting here, you won't go to school and nothing.
She had to juggle education with her petty trade while she catered for a child.
I started my secondary school with my child. It was not easy. I had to send him to school. Then I'll go to school. When I close, I'll sit at the library and then study before I come. And I was working alongside so I could take care of the child.
After a challenging terrain at the secondary school, she proceeded to the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology for her undergraduate studies. Professor Nkansa Asante worked as a tutor at the Adventist SHS Bantamount till securing an opportunity to work at the KMA. In 2004, she returned to KNUSD, where she was offered a position to lecture at the Department of Economics.
People think economics is difficult. No. It's because maybe, so I prefer teaching first year. I always want to teach first year. When you get the principle, economics are principles. So when you understand the principles, even if we are working mathematics and you get it wrong, you will get to know that you are getting it wrong. The most important is for you to accept the principles. So when you understand the principles, economics is not difficult.
Having worked in the teaching field for close to two decades, Professor Nkansa Asante's scholarly endeavors primarily focus on economic policy analysis, monetary economics, and financial economics.
So if you go for IMF loan, where is the money going to? Is it going to solve, going straight to where it's supposed to go? If it doesn't go straight to where it's supposed to go, the IMF will not solve our problems for us. So it's the system that we have to correct.
Beyond her academic pursuits, Professor Nkansa is also an ordained priest in the Anglican Communion, serving at the Archbishop Thomas Cranmer Anglican Church at KNUST.
some students come and we don't have anybody to take care of us, so we can't pay our fees and other things. Even when I was at the university, I was trading. You have to find means of getting ends meet. It's not any time that you find people helping you. Sometimes you have to help yourself. Because there are some people, they can do something, but they always want to look at people helping them. You help yourself, other people help you. That was how come I was working, because I didn't want to depend on anybody. So I was taking care of my child, working and going to school at the same time.
She currently holds the position as a Vice Dean at the Faculty of Social Sciences of the College of Humanities and Social Sciences, KNUST. Her story was sheer grit and determination to prevail.
And that's our Business Journal for today. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Now, everyday people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers well. Here is one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770#. It's the new Ecobank Money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more even without data. So there is no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. That's it for the Joy Business Report. I am James Ishen. Game Plan is next.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.